Welcome, everybody. This is a continuation of our telecon, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, for kind of getting OR development off the ground. And we had a couple sort of action items that we suggested that we can talk about. One of those was trying out the Hello World BioPortal tab that Paul Ogdenander suggested. I can kind of, I did some of that this morning. I don't know if other folks have done it already or not, but we can kind of compare notes on what happened with that. Let's see. I'm just looking at the agenda here. Do you want to update our most critical task at hand list, or I think we can...
No, I put down skip, but people can refresh their screens. I've added the attendees so far.
Okay. Okay, yep, that looks good. And, oh, so you did get regrets from Leo?
No, no, I just...
Okay.
By default, it's
okay.
All
right. And let's see. So the first item here, topic here, is identifying issues that are holding back the OR OSS dev work. And Peter, if you can remind me, what's the OSS part of this?
No, this is, I mean, I assume OR has an open source and then a sort of non-open source component.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so our group here is to do the open source part of the development. I mean, there may be others. So,
okay.
So I mean, I can change it back to just OR dev work.
I think as long as we're all clear what that means, that's fine.
Okay. As long as we're clear that we only do the open source part of the things, then I'll change it back to OR dev.
I think so, although I think probably the same set of issues basically apply to any closed source things, and you know, there may be some of us who for one reason or the other even do some closed source things as well. But I certainly can go either way. You know, I don't know if other people have opinions about that.
So what if we go around and ask everyone to call out like the first two reasons why they aren't writing code to OOR, then we might have a list. Or that maybe we don't have to go around. Maybe everyone can post that to the chat. Oh. I can see on the chat, Brian Davis from the ORWG has joined us. Brian, are you on the call?
I am. Sorry, I didn't mean to be lurking.
Maybe we could go, Mike, we could go back one step and have Brian introduce himself.
Sure, that would be great. Welcome, Brian.
Oh, thanks. I was just on the call since Peter and Michael had been on our call last week, and so I wanted to get a little more in-depth knowledge about what you were exactly doing. So I'm in a group that we're calling the ORWG, which is the Ontology Representation Working Group. It's a group in the CA Big program that's sponsored by NCI, the Center for Biological Information, basically. And we have a problem we're trying to solve. It's pretty much at the implementation stage. We started by asking the question, how can three organizations, that is NCRI in England and NCI in Washington, D.C., and NCBO at Stanford, how can we begin to interoperate together that would leverage each other's work and also save money? And the key is that we all have standards and ontologies and data elements that we would like to surface to our user base, basically, so that it makes it easier for them to use those standards. So we started to try, instead of working on all standards or all dead elements or all ontologies, we decided to concentrate on ontologies, vocabularies, and terminologies. We all have essentially terminology services, and we started by asking the question, what can we surface as metadata that would allow our users to make better choices about which terminologies to use? And so that's concentrated us on the OMV standard, which I think you guys have been involved in a bit.
Yes.
And so now we're asking the question, what do we need to do as institutions to finally agree at an implementation level exactly what we're going to surface, and what would that do to our internal workflows, and how would we make sure that we can now keep that updated at all three different institutions and instances, actually. So that's what we were doing, and some of what we were doing, especially in terms of adopting OMV, or whether we're extending OMV, or whether we're in compliance with OMV, I think are those. That's where there's some overlap with your group. That's all.
That's great. Welcome, and we look forward to your contributions.
Oh, may I ask? I mean, since I was at your meeting and I didn't have the opportunity to ask, where are you from? Are you from NCI or?
Yeah, good question. So I'm a contractor for to Booz Allen Hamilton to the CA Big program through NCI. I work for a small company called Third Millennium Incorporated, which is based in Waltham, Massachusetts, but I myself work out of my home office in Denver, Colorado. Also, my background is that I'm a PhD in biochemistry, but for the last, I'd say, 15 years, I've been in the informatics part of biochemistry, so I can hack and program in Perl, though I don't do it very much. I'm basically a program manager with a background in ontologies.
Fantastic.
So if anybody knows Insight Genomics, I used to work for a small company that they acquired, and we were developing ontologies and working within Go behind the scenes to help them make it better and to make sure that our ontologies that our customers were using were aligned with Go, so that our customers that bought our Insight databases and proteome databases could align with Go ontology better. So,
yeah, my one of my daughters interned at Insight years ago in Palo Alto.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so.
So that's all.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt.
Great. No. Welcome. Is your plan to just be here occasionally, or are you planning to sort of join us regularly and be part of the team, or maybe the liaison between ORWG and this group?
So I would say that right now I'm kind of on a scouting expedition, so I'm taking notes while you guys are talking, as much as I understand, and I'll probably attend for through the new year to see where there's overlap with this, and then I mean, if it's all right with you, depending on whether NCI wants me to continue or whether it's in my own interests, I'll decide whether I keep coming and can contribute at all.
It's definitely all right with us. I mean, OR is a totally open community, so you're always welcome.
Thanks. Thank you very much.
Hey, Brian, this is Michael here. Actually, I just have a quick question for you, too, since we ran out of time the other day. So within your group, does the group actually focus on specific ontologies that they are, you know, looking to house in a particular repository? Or are you simply using BioPortal for that work?
The ultimate end goal will be at the level of individual ontologies, but we're probably a level or two above that in abstraction. So we're trying to figure out an architecture and an actual implementation that would work generally. But then it should serve our ultimate end users, which would be the people that use BioPortal for, like, ICD-10 or, Go, but also serve the end users within the CA Big program and NCI, and that would be NCI Thesaurus and the the ontologies that are stored there, and also NCRI, the organization within at London, actually.
Oh, okay.
Did I answer your question?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Maybe if I might also make a guess. Since NCPO is actually part of your whole ORWG, I mean, I see names like Natasha Noy and
right.
On your list, I mean, Trish Wetzel and
right.
so on. So I assume by default your repository is the BioPortal.
Well, that's a decision by the organization that they have to make, and I'm on the technical side, which will provide advice. So it's not clear what the actual implementations will be, whether CA Big and NCI will say, look, we're not going to duplicate everything that BioPortal is going to have, so we're just going to leverage everything in BioPortal. I doubt that's going to be the decision of NCI and CA Big. I think more likely, and this gets into, I don't know if you guys want to go here, but it's more likely that the Mayo Clinic has been funded for a long time to develop a vocabulary service, which they call LexCVS, or they call LexGrid, but the instantiation of that within NCI is called LexCVS. The fact of the matter is that some of the technology behind NCBO leverages LexGrid, and even more so because Mayo has been very involved with CTS2, the Common Terminology Services 2 standard coming out of OMG and HL7. So it looks like, in fact, that we're going to be reusing some of the same technology and standards on the back end of both NCI and NCBO, even if we hadn't had this ORWG group. So it's just an opportunity, I think, for us to decide exactly how much of CTS2 standard NCI and NCBO and then NCRI are going to adopt. And that will help us help drive the interoperability between among the organizations. I may have talked past your point, but
This is good to know. I mean, and also for your information, most of OR, although they are two independent groups, most OR folks are actually also members of the community of practice called OntoLoc. And within OntoLoc, actually, people like Mark Musen and Chris Schutte are members as well. I live actually fairly close to Stanford, and I attend their various meetings. I mean, Protege and occasionally NCBO and so on. And I guess since NCBO is on sort of the NIH roadmap of 7 technology centers, of which I guess the CA Big program also is funded along that same umbrella. Somewhere up there, they probably have a decision that these various organizations are doing their various parts so that it makes up the whole of the NIH roadmap.
I think you're giving them too much credit, but I don't think we started this work about 2 years ago. So hopefully it's in line with their strategy and they'll agree with how we're laying out the tactics and projects. It seems to be what we're trying to do seems to be aligned with a number of higher level strategies within NIH and NCI. So hopefully it's it'll go forward.
Fantastic. Nice to have you here.
Well, thanks. I actually don't know how much help I'll be, and I hope I'm not going to disrupt your meetings. I'll try to not anyway.
Back to Mike. Thank you. Mike, you might be on mute.
Sorry. Yes, I am. Thank you. We were beginning to talk about issues that are holding back work on development. And I guess I have one quick one to add that I think other people probably have as well. So I just put it on the chat board. Yeah, basically that limited or no time and funding is certainly one of the impediments.
Peter, I added an item to the list.
I saw the chat. Yeah, we are each trying to post to the chat. Everyone, I guess, except for Brian. So let's try to enter like your top two or three reasons why you see OR deficit being held back.
I guess I also have Michael's constraints also. Limited to no time.
Yeah, being a totally volunteered project does present us with huge challenge.
It's still a big one for me. I can't really do anything while the restriction to OWL is hard coded into everything.
Which restriction, Michael?
BioPortal, all the way down, far down as you go, it has to be written in OWL. Dermatology can't be anything else.
So everything is so tightly embedded in there, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe that suggests a starting point, which I think is one of the things we've been missing in addition to the architecture or specification. Maybe we need to go through OWL and OWL BioPortal, read the code and try and identify the points where we, at least where we can clearly identify the OWL assumption built in. I assume that would be a non-trivial task.
Let's continue to listen
Sorry,
to issues Peter. First. No. I mean, this is a good discussion. Maybe after we are through with this bunch.
So, Brian, don't feel bad if you think you're forcing us to digress. We're very good at that, especially myself.
No, actually, I'll be learning a lot as you guys talk. So I would like to know more about what the problem is with OWL and if there's a level of abstraction to go back up in the architecture. So that's of interest to me. I'll see what you guys come up with.
Maybe as a little bit of background, the ontolog community has a sort of better affinity towards more expressive languages. I mean, first ontologic based representations in particular, in some of quite a few of ontolog members were involved in, let's say, the common logic standard, building the common logic standard, and now is involved in the IOP, the ontology interoperability integration and interoperability ISO standard work. So that's where sort of the OWL limitations come in, stronger than probably most of the other people you talk to, especially if they come from the W3C or come from the semantic web communities.
Well, so for what's the other choices? What's the other technology choices besides OWL? And what percentage of the end users would be using those other technologies?
Let's see. So
let Michael answer you on this one.
I guess beyond OWL, there would be two families of ontology languages. One would be the rules languages, Swirl, and ones based on RIF, the rules interchange format. There actually isn't a problem with those. Those can be easily accommodated within current BioPortal kinds of architectures. The other language would be Common Logic, which has, as Peter was saying, more the full power of first order logic. In terms of percentage of users, let's see, how many decimal points am I allowed to use here?
None. You go ahead.
0.01%? No. It actually is a very small community, but that kind of we're hoping to make it grow. And so one of the projects that I'm working on is a common logic ontology repository. So I suppose there is an argument to be made there that if there isn't a large user community that's driving it, then maybe it is a lower priority issue, but it's just my issue.
Okay.
That said though, I guess most of us believe that to do real things, one would need the kind of expressivity, and especially if one gets away from just looking at domain ontologies, if one needs to look at the more foundational ontologies, one would need expressivities that common logic would most conveniently provide. I mean, there's a huge discussion about high arity relationships and those. I mean, on ontolog. I mean, the fact that most OWL related work tied to binary relationships have already sort of made it very ineffective to express those things ontologically, especially when they are very foundational, because that inefficiency will propagate across entire systems to the extent that renders it sort of useless.
Yeah, so there are very good technical reasons to have an architecture for OOR that is not language independent necessarily, but if one of the O stands for open, then openness includes being able to accommodate all the different ontology languages that people are using. Ken, I'm interested in finding out what do you think are some of the barriers, obstacles.
Well, you've already talked about, time and funding being big obstacles, but right now, I guess one of the issues is just getting the infrastructure, in place for making these code contributions. I mean, is the current platform up and running? I've seen a lot of email about it. I'm a little vague about exactly what the status is.
Peter, do you want to? Do you want to go ahead and address that now, or do you want to?
Sure, okay. I mean, it's easy. One, I backtrack a little bit for Brian's, for Brian as well. We used to just have a sandbox, and then we were discussing, extensions or coding contributions to the BioPortal code base. But more recently, we decided that we will, rather than sort of run just one sandbox, we will split that into two tracks. One will run a sandbox whereby we will really keep that stable and collecting content, asking people to upload ontologies and so on. And on the other hand, we'll create what we call a dev box, development box, whereby testing of new codes and new features or new architectures and so on could reside. So what we wanted to do is to split in two boxes, and seemingly the best route to go is to get the latest BioPortal virtual machine image, VM image, and install that. Except that it's more easily said than done, and I think we must have spent the last 2 months on that, and we're still close to it, but not quite. The last I heard, which was a few days ago, actually last Friday, was that one of our infrastructure people, Shinya Yamada, was still communicating with the Stanford infrastructure person, Mike Seda, and suggesting that maybe we'll give him server access to see if he could do it. I mean, we've got the VM up, but it wasn't coming up properly. I mean, we've got the VM installed into a SAN environment already, which is sort of a huge step from the last we were working on it, where we couldn't even get the SAN image installed properly. So this is where we stand. I think we are close. We still have a couple of alternatives under our sleeves. So if this doesn't work, I mean, there's still a couple other things we could still do. But the fact that it's so distributed, I mean, we've got Mike Dean I'm working out of San Mateo, my servers in Fremont, my infrastructure person is in Yokohama, Japan. Mike is in Michigan. His IT people probably in Massachusetts, and Ken is in Boston, and Stanford is in Palo Alto or at Stanford. Makes it sort of all the more challenging because all these pieces have to align, I mean, to get the right platform we needed. So the short answer is no, it's not up yet. The longer answer is the next real target is, I mean, I'm still hoping we can get it up and going before the SOCOP people needs to do their next presentation, which is what, December 3rd or December 5th?
Well, there are two events coming up. So one actually is on the, let me look at the calendar. It's a week from today. So there's a presentation a workshop at Semtech East. And then the main SOCOP workshop, the all-day event, is on Friday, December 2nd.
So it's quite likely we'll miss the week from today.
Yeah, probably. That's a little less, that one is smaller and more informal. The second is a bigger event. It would be really, really good to have things up. I'll have my screenshots and things I did last time. I'll probably also take the disk with the local running version of probably 0.3. I'll have that with me if folks want to look at it. But yeah, if there is any way we can, try to push things forward, that would be great.
Yeah, on the brighter side is, I mean, everyone is working and not afraid. So, I mean, I get a message from Xinye like 3:30 a.m. in the morning. I get up 4 a.m. and between 4 and 5:30, I do. I mean, the next thing that he wants, I mean, on the servers, I mean, oh, by the way, the server is not in Fremont yet. The test server is at my home, so I can do it. So we're actually working on it.
Right, and one of the issues, I think, was basically a BIOS configuration that had to be changed, right? Sort of similar but more correctable to the problem that Ken encountered in terms of running the VMware image.
No, actually, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I sort of went through the motions. That actually wasn't a problem.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, we were scrounging. I mean, more documentation, and I found one place whereby it says on AMD CPUs one actually cannot disable the SVM via the BIOS. So it, as it turned out, it was a wrong syntax of the test that we were running that shows that there was a problem rather than there was really a problem. There are really problems, but not that one.
I say, okay. So you actually didn't have to change the configuration?
There was nowhere to change. I mean, I knew I was looking out for it, and it wasn't there. And then later, Xinye passed me a test syntax that I was supposed to run. I ran that. It didn't come through. So I went back and looked all over. It wasn't. And then Mike Sidler come back and said, the syntax was wrong. You either look for like SVM or something else. I mean, for AMD, you look for SVM. For Intel's cores, you look for this other character string on the CPU output.
Okay.
I mean, if you go through that email exchange in detail, you'll find it.
Okay. Sorry, I missed the level of detail there. But.
Right. Don't worry. I mean, just pass the whole thing to your IT people when it comes time.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Hey, Mike?
Yeah, well, Peter, thank you again for, and you and Xinye for all your work on this.
No problem. We just hope, I mean, it works out eventually.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes?
Do you have an instance of BioPortal running on the BBN network?
No, we've run into some problems with our VMware server, which is also the one that runs SEMrush Central, so I'm a little nervous about disrupting it. We also have a Xen server that is running outside the firewall, and so my plan B was to run the Xen image on that. But I wanted to get it running on, ideally running at SIM3 before I sticked my system administrator on it.
And Peter, the only distribution they have is the virtual machine variation?
They're trying to insist on it. I mean, I was hoping I can have a phone conversation with Ray Ferguson and convince him maybe the VM image is not the best means to distribute technology, and ask him or beg him to give us a tarball. But I haven't gone as far as that because he wasn't there on Friday. I haven't been able to catch him. I was supposed to be out of town today. So I asked Xinye to communicate with Mike Cedar who is sort of the IT person on their team, and they're working, I mean, in the background, trying to resolve problems.
Yeah.
Both of them were extremely helpful to each other. So the two things we have under our sleeves is, one is to give full access to Mike Cedar and have him get the installed VM up. I mean, we have installed it, which is a big step forward because we weren't even able to install it before. Now it's installed, but it's not running properly. So that either that or ask them to give to roll up the entire technology stack in the tarball rather than on a VM image, because instead of solving the bioportal problem, we're now sort of going through teething problems of virtual machine, virtual infrastructure issues, which is probably not our core competency.
Yeah. By the way, Peter, I checked with the Oak Ridge folks, and they were running the appliance on VMware.
They are.
So it seems, I assume MUI metadata folks and others are also running that image at this point.
Yeah, I guess one other alternative we can go is to go with VMware for this. Although Xenia, I mean my virtual infrastructure person, I mean, is highly against it because I mean standing up and servicing and supporting one infrastructure is already difficult enough. And
right.
If anything, I mean, if we actually did talk about moving away from SAN, but our move is to go to KVM because that's what Red Hat is going, where Red Hat is going, and we are quite sure we want to stay with sort of the Red Hat distro, I mean, in the form of CentOS. So there's a chance we might go on KVM. Actually, on Xenia's day job, I mean, they've already migrated from SAN to KVM.
Hmm. Is KVM a completely different virtual machine, or is it...
It's a completely different virtual machine, although I think KVM and SAN and VMware are all in this OVA thing, I mean, some sort of open virtual.
They're all supporting, nominally supporting that format.
Supposedly, but we know how well sort of OVA worked because the original VM image that Stanford supplied was in OVA format, and except for VMware, nobody else was able to install it properly.
Right.
That's where things stand.
Okay. Let's see. Should we pop back to the issues? Are there other things?
Okay. We've got several.
Yeah. We might be getting diminishing returns, but want to kind of maybe maintain a evolving list if folks think of other things.
Okay.
Add to that.
Yeah, I mean, while we're talking about this, I mean, once we get past the initial install, I think future upgrades would still be an issue. Because then we can't reinstall from scratch at the VM level. And Ray Ferguson is sort of contemplating supplying jar updates. That's okay for minor updates, but if you come to something fairly major, that would present huge challenges all over again.
Yeah, I thought that the plan was to actually, and that there were some initial versions of this, to have essentially an export-import capability so that you could actually, basically just fire up a new image and then...
re-import everything.
And we import the new, yeah.
Maybe.
So, my impression that may actually be in the 04 image because I thought they were saying that I thought they had some export capabilities in the O3 image, and we're advocating that as the way going forward. I saw some text about that on their on the wiki.
Yeah, that's part of their plan too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but still, I mean, they're tweaks like logos and.
Right. Right. I mean, there's still a fair amount of customization, and being able to script those things would be, I think, would probably be good for us. And the other slight concern is that the VM images are lagging the, you know, are done quarterly, whereas the software releases are done monthly. So there's some lag time there in terms of getting the new features.
Yeah.
So, but maybe those will sync, you know, eventually sync up as more. As they refine, you know, get, the process becomes easier on their end, and they get more users of it. So, okay, shall we move on to the next agenda item?
Please.
So, let's see, kind of reviewing what it takes to develop upon BioPortal's existing development framework. And I just took a, you know, one of my axioms was to look at their repository and see what they're using. And I didn't actually try loading all of it, but it does have Eclipse project files, so it looks pretty clear that they are using Eclipse much of their own internal development. And, you know, I think using or mirroring their structure, you know, probably would work well for the rest of us as well. So,
so were you able to sort of mimic that development platform at least one instance?
No, I didn't try. You know, one of the things to do would be to actually to. Again, check out everything and actually.
I hear a lot of hiss.
And see how much, if any, you know, customization or tailing is required. I might try to do that as a background task at some point, but probably not the next well, maybe before our next development telecon.
So the key thing is hopefully some of us, or at least one of us, would have done Hello World before next week. Who would that be?
Well, let's see. So I did the I assume that was going to come up a little bit later, but why don't we go ahead and...
Oh, sorry. You
So one of the simple answers is, so I mean, maybe the tie-in between these items, you don't need their existing development framework to do Hello World. It's basically just a matter of having their install platform, you know, with access to the hierarchy, and then it's editing a small number of files using whatever, you know, text editor. I use Emacs, so that doesn't require access to Eclipse or anything to make that type of changes, although once you're actually developing, you know, so they give you an example, what's the word, plugin or whatever, that basically lets you register some tools specific to your project and basically just sort of provide links to them kind of as an example. And, you know, it might help if you're actually doing a lot of development on a new tab to have their Eclipse environment set up, although it's all actually Ruby code. So I don't know how well that's supported by Eclipse, or if it tends to be more scripting language just in the sense that you just essentially edit the file and try it. You know, I think that's a more usual paradigm of the web-based scripting languages like PHP. So, you know, I mean, I think eventually it would probably be good to get in a dialogue with them about, you know, what's needed for more substantive changes, essentially, in the Java core of the system. But at least, you know, this example, which I think will actually be very helpful for things like SOCOP. You know, we can basically you can provide interfaces to new tools that you provide, or even, you know, pointers to other projects and things like that using those mechanisms. So there were kind of a set of notes I took. The big thing that I ran into is that I think the notes are written. So the image I was working with was the 0.3 virtual appliance, and I think the instructions were written for a slightly newer version of BioPortal than that. So there are a couple files that I didn't find with the names that they had. And one of the file, I think, let me bring up my notes from that, was basically a file that was intended to be, Sorry, my notes are on my other machine, but was intended, I think, to actually be an Adobe Photoshop file for updating some of the banners, and I don't have Photoshop, and I don't know if there's other tools that I could use that would let me do that. So I had a set of kind of questions and a few other, minor comments, just about the instructions that Paul had written out, including, like, numbering things rather than bulleting them. And I thought I would send those to him, at some point, and some point soon. And if other people have other comments, we could try to consolidate those. So, did other people try running it yet?
No.
Okay. So, maybe I should, if I'm able to get a 0.4 image, I think I will, try to run that, run through the steps using that today. And, if I don't get that or don't get a chance to do that, I think I'll plan to send the comments to Paul anyway, because it may be helpful to, in preparation for his, for the meeting next week as well. And I guess one thing is if we, other people could sort of run through the steps on the sandbox once we get it up. That kind of only, unless you back out, this only kind of allows one person to do it. If other folks, I sent out some instructions a while ago on how I was able to get the 0.3 image running under VMware. I'm using VMware Fusion on the Mac. I assume that the basic instructions would work on a PC as well. So if other people have that on machines that will run it, I know Ken's didn't, but it might be worth, pulling that over and trying to run through them there as well. It's probably easier to do the changes locally than to use the shared sandbox. And I'll copy folks on the notes I sent to Paul. So.
Great.
And I might even go ahead and separate out the things that seem to be platform specific versus version specific versus the other comments too. So. So we're still on for the joint telecon a week from today. Is that more or less sort of a fairly informal discussion, or do we actually have a draft agenda for that at this point?
It is slated as sort of the next architecture API meeting.
Oh, okay.
And the plan was, remember the last time we had the joint NCBO OR meeting, we referred Ray to a comparative study between their requirements and the OR requirements. At a sort of earlier point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And what Ray committed to is that he will review those and sort of bring that up to date in
okay.
terms of where they have changed or whatever. That is one exercise that he's planning to do. And other than that, I guess it should be fairly informal. I don't expect we need to present things because the backgrounds were all presented at the last joint meeting. But it would definitely be good if we have a list of issues to discuss posted in the form of an agenda or whatever, so that we could effectively use that the time of the meeting.
But okay.
That would be Ken and Todd's call. Yeah, I think the only thing that we committed was Ray committed to review and come up with an update on that on their side of the position on the comparative study, and then their request was that we do Hello World.
Okay. I can think of a couple of candidate questions. So one would be the, you know, sort of the export-import upgrade question, you know, particularly with the virtual machines, but probably in general. And then the other one that kind of came from last time was whether there are currently client Java or other language stubs for invoking the web services.
I'm creating an item on the chat.
Yeah, do you want me to chat or?
Yes. I want you and if everybody else want to chip in, and then between Ken and Todd, you can put together an agenda and route it to everyone. Mostly, I mean, to the Stanford folks.
Hey, Peter?
Yes.
Do you have Ray's email address?
Yes, but it must be around in the threads. He has posted to the OR forum before, but hang on, I'll get that to you.
Yeah, I guess one of the things I've been meaning to do is to reverse engineer the current state of their code, and I've been forgetting to go back and get their code, ask them for it.
Oh, do you have, I've got the point of their code. Do you need the code?
Yeah, is it the current, is current baseline?
Yeah, it's there, it's, I'll post that on the wiki in just a minute.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, okay, yeah. Thank you, Peter.
Yeah, thank you, too. Email address.
But if Mike's already got the code, I don't have to bother Ray.
I'll give you the pointer. There's actually two levels. There's a top level project, and then there is the sub-project for that.
They don't have a tarball of it sitting somewhere?
No, the preferred thing is to check it out with the version.
Yeah, I was afraid you'd say that.
I think it's using the HTTPS though, so it should be, you shouldn't have firewall issues or things like that.
Yeah. What's your aversion to Subversion, Todd?
Oh, it's just kind of tedious. The documentation is less than insightful.
For Subversion?
Yeah.
Have you seen the magic sheet?
What magic sheet?
There's only, like, what, three or four commands you ever need to know.
No, that's not because there's only three or four commands, period.
Well, if that's the checkout, that'll pretty much give you what you need at this level.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
Yeah. Hey, I've almost got the next link that you typed here.
I forget the issues I was having with it, Michael, but it deleting things is a challenge if you're not the administrator, and even if you're the administrator.
Why really you need things?
Yeah, no, I kind of have a hard time with subversion. I mean, like I say, if everything's working properly and you're kind of in the bounds, it's fantastic. But yeah, you go outside of the bounds and it causes some problems.
Head meat real fast.
Do you want to look at what I just posted and see if that makes sense?
I just went to the URL you gave me.
Okay. So there's a next line of instructions there, too.
I see that. Okay. Thanks, Michael.
Okay.
I better do that the next day or so, or I'll promptly forget again.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back to please list issues we should discuss at the November 29 joint meeting. Mike, you said status export upgrade process, availability of Java, yes.
And the second one is mostly so that we don't need to reinvent the
One of the things we should discuss is if there are things that we, is that a common and both of us wanted to develop, then we should decide who should take the ball and run. Or if there are things that we've clearly recognized that one group is doing and the other group is not doing, for example, let's say, support for common logic, we can also clearly define those so that they know we are developing it and they aren't. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. So one example there would be
federation.
Yeah. You know, the so my colleagues had done some work on that. I know that they were planning to do that as well. So
hey, Peter,
yes.
Do you remember if Race mentioned anything about whether they're going to try and modularize the BioPortal code more than it currently is? Something about that is kicking around in my head.
They're doing a lot of things. I guess modularization has always been there, and they are re-architecting to put sort of the TAP feature, TAP paradigm, as sort of their modularization. But I guess that is the level of modularization for additional features. But whether the core is further modularized, then I don't know. If you want a specific thing, then definitely they would ask you to do it on a tab.
Well, that's okay. I guess I'm more concerned about the stuff behind the scenes.
Yeah, the stuff behind the scenes, they are making big changes, especially one on the back end. They're planning to replace the RDBMS with the triple store. Going to take out all the flash, all the sort of previous Universal Victoria work, which mainly involves, let's say, the visualization parts of it, and to replace it with the Google something.
Yeah, but when they do that, are they going to do it in a nice clean way? Or are they just going to hack it in?
If you ask them, of course they would say they would do it in a nice, clean way.
But by a clean way, I mean, you know, something where you can literally drop in something else without changing lots of lines of code, you know, i.e. a different triple store or something else.
I think that's always the plan, but there is the devil is in the details. I mean, not. I mean, nobody plans to do things that are inconvenient.
Well, actually, that statement has some interesting ontological consequences, or it could bear some examination. But yeah, I understand the intents and the pragmatic constraints. Like it has to be out tomorrow, so uh-oh, change of plans.
What is TAP? Oh, is that Brian asking?
Yeah, sorry.
It's TAP.
I did some Googling on it, and I couldn't find it.
No, it's TAB. Actually, if you look back on the session page and try to find purple number 2Z as in zebra, 2ZAC. Just search on page, on the session page, number 2Z, zebra, alpha, Charlie. Can you see it? Brian?
Sorry, I'm mute.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. If you're familiar with Protégé, so all outside Protégé contributors contributed in terms of plug-ins, right?
Okay.
So. I mean, and Ray Ferguson architected that as well. For BioPortal, the equivalent of that is a TAP.
Got it.
That's
okay.
More modern. So
cool.
He wants everybody to be contributing in terms of TAPs.
Okay.
And the detail is at that link Paul Alexander put blocked about.
Great, thanks.
Peter, I have to get going.
Okay.
Thanks for that. Those links, Michael. I'm at the site now. I'll see if I get the code downloaded and through the Raytheon nonsense.
Okay.
Okay. Before you run, how do I coordinate with you and Ken on getting the next session page up? Dude.
What you need from us?
Your agenda.
Agenda. Whoa.
Name a time when you have an agenda.
Oh.
When do you want to take care of that?
Yesterday, probably.
Look, it's going to have to be after Thanksgiving. You know that,
right? But what is after Thanksgiving? Monday or Friday?
Probably Monday.
Monday. It's running awfully close.
Well, the agenda is to, let's see, discuss the differences, or
that's what we're trying to plan just now. So identify a few issues that we want to discuss. I mean, we knew we were going to discuss differences. We knew we were going to, I mean, the last few things, talk about upgrades, exports, imports.
Well, I guess we could put Ray on the spot if you said he had committed to updating those points of difference between what we listed in our requirements and what they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
That could be one item on the agenda.
Absolutely, yes.
And then we weasel out with not much. No. I think the list of those differences by themselves, if we have an update of those, would be sufficient material to continue the rest of the discussion for the meeting.
Why don't you do this?
Who's going to be there?
You or Ken. At least Ray Ferguson. I don't know who else from NCBO. Can we do a preparation mail thread at the background? that includes you and you two and Ray and myself at the least, maybe possibly Michael and Leo and Mike as well, to discuss preparation so that if they have items to add to the agenda, then he can toss some in and I will read off that mailing list and put together the session page.
Sure.
Not mailing list. I mean that mail thread.
Right.
Okay. So who is going to start that thread?
Who's got a mail client that's working?
You don't have a mail client that works?
Not exactly.
So
I'll tell you how.
Okay, I'll start the thread right after this meeting. Okay, and but I'm not going to contribute to the thread past that, and I want especially Ken and Todd to be contributing to the thread.
Fair enough, Peter. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
That should work.
Okay. I have to pop off. Have fun, gang.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see. I lost my agenda page here. Just a second. So... let's see. So we've covered the homework with Paul Alexander. We've talked about some of the other. Let's see. Peter, you said you created the OR developer tools, right?
The page. Yeah, I created right at the meeting last time. So if you click on the highlighted link, that takes you to the empty page.
Okay. So I have some things to add to that, I think, and we'll see if I remember what I plan to put in. So, okay. Let's see. So this is probably another topic for next telecon is to remember is what web tools package he's using.
Yeah. Could you highlight that on the chat as well?
Yeah.
We've got everything in the same place. But I still hope aligning architecture and API to be sort of the main focus rather than the lower level development issues, if we can.
Yes, I think so. Although I think given the opportunity, you know, if there is time, I think covering the lower level issues is a plus as well. Okay. So are there anything else that you think we need to do to prepare for the 29th?
I guess this is probably it. If by then you represent us to show Hello World, we'll be
okay.
You know.
Hopefully. yeah. I'm assuming they'll send me the URL shortly.
By then. Yeah.
Hopefully we can get on the distribution list so that we get the that level of announcement too for the new releases. So, all right, let's see. I guess I've been jumping around a little bit in the agenda, but are there other things that we need to cover today, you think, or?
No, I mean, we have two meetings lined up, the 29th, that would be the joint session, and December 6th would be the regular team meeting.
Okay.
Unless, I mean, we want to stage or reserve dates for the next metadata workshop or the next architecture workshop. Michael, you want to do next?
What are the dates that are available?
Oh, after the 6th, that would be the 13th and the 20th. Now that Brian is here, we definitely want to hear from them. And particularly, I mean, you remember at that ORWG meeting, Harold Sobrick promised to show us his sort of cross comparison between OMV and CTS2 and various things, right?
Yeah, no, actually, that might be a good meeting for the 6th, yeah.
No, the 6th is team meeting, so it's sort of planning meeting.
Oh, so for the 13th?
After the 6th, 13th or 20th or 27th
right.
Or January.
Yeah. Well, we can check with him to see which is better, the 13th or 20th. That's a good idea, though.
Yeah, and then you still have Mike Bennett lined up.
I don't have him lined up. I'm trying to line him up.
I think he thinks he's lined up.
Okay. Okay, so I'll check with Solberg about that then too. That would be good.
Yeah. So, and question for Brian: would the main thing be sort of Harold's work, or it would be worth like two different presentations, maybe one person from the group to tell us what ORWG, to tell the OOR gang what ORWG is, and another sort of more specific metadata thing?
We're focused on, I think Harold just telling you about the ORWG crosswalk between CTS2 and BioPortal is, I mean, that kind of defines what we're doing, at least for this session. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. did you not get a copy of that, or you did? You just want someone to take you through it?
I think it was only promised. We did not get a copy of that, but during the session, I guess Harold was walking us through some things, and those were mostly on your wiki. Is that true?
They hadn't been posted as of yet. He had just shared it. And what I'll do, if you want me to, I'll make sure it's posted to the wiki and then point you to that. And then another crosswalk we did among those two.
Right. I'm sure most of us will be interested, but we also would be very interested if someone else walk us through it rather than just giving the link. So, and we can build out some rapport between the two teams as well. So.
Also, two questions. Do you want me to post that to the listserv or to this small group here?
Post it to the listserv, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then second, do you want me to ask Harold? I can, but it may actually have more impact if it comes directly from one of you. I'm fine doing it either way.
I guess since Michael is going to chair that session, Michael actually runs our whole metadata track. So I guess we'll defer to Michael to contact Harold. Michael, do you know Harold?
I think we've met, but I don't really know him very well.
Okay, but he should know you because one, he was at the meeting, ORWG meeting that we were both at, and two, he's actually on the Onto IOP US expert team.
Yeah, no. When you said, "Do I know him?" I thought you meant like physically. I think we physically have met in the past, but I don't know him very well. But I'll contact him for the December 13th or 20th meeting.
And incidentally, I mean, I've worked with him on several occasions. I have not yet personally met him, but we seem to know each other well enough, at least.
Right.
Yeah. He's one of those virtual people on my machine.
Well, when I send out the Harold's work to your listserv, I'll CC him and Sherry DiCoordinato and Trish probably, and then that should provide you an opening, Michael.
Right, yeah. That sounds great. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So you target 13th to be at least one option?
Yeah.
Michael? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pencil UN as the OR metadata, whatever, 5 or 6 now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Session. I find out the number. Great. Back to Mike.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone. Thank you, Brian, in particular, for joining us. And
thanks for having me.
Hope this was interesting and helpful. And
yeah.
Well, if there's are there any other items?
No, not from me.
Okay. I will look forward to talking to everyone on next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. All right. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.